Tantor Audio presents Working Stiff, 2 years, 262 bodies, and the making of a medical examiner. By Judy Melnick, MD, and T.J. Mitchell. Narrated by Tanya Eby. 1. This can only end badly.
Remember, this can only end badly.
That's what my husband says any time I start a story. He's right. So, this carpenter is sitting on a sidewalk in midtown Manhattan with his buddies, half a dozen subcontractors in hard hats sipping their coffees before the morning shift gets started. The remains of a hurricane blew over the city the day before, halting construction, but now it's back to business on the office tower they've been building for 8 months. As the sun comes up and the traffic din grows, a new noise punctures the hum of taxis and buses. A metallic creak, not immediately menacing. The creak turns into a groan, and somebody yells. The workers can't hear too well over the diesel noise and gusting wind, but they can tell the voices directed at them. The groan sharpens to a screech. The men look up, then jump to their feet and sprint off, their coffee flying everywhere. The carpenter chooses the wrong direction. With an earth-shaking crash, the derrick of a 383-foot-tall construction crane slams down on James Frierson's head. I arrived at this gruesome scene 2 hours later with a team of MLIs, medical-legal investigators from the New York City Office of Chief Medical Examiner. The crane had fallen directly across a busy intersection at rush hour, and the police had shut it down, snarling traffic in all directions. The MLI driving the morgue van cursed like a sailor as he inched us the last few blocks to the cordon line. Medical-legal investigators are the medical examiner's first responders, going to the site of an untimely death, examining and documenting...